Hawaii America Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. Secretary of State Colin Powell is planning a major trip to the Middle East. Few details have been released on exactly when he'll depart for the region, but the visit is expected to take place soon. Priscilla Huff reports from Washington, D.C.
The centerpiece of U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell's trip to the Middle East will be the delivery of the roadmap, the plan laid out by the U.S., EU, Russia, and the United Nations to bring peace to the region. Controversially, Mr. Powell wants to meet with Syrian President Bashar Assad to discuss how his nation will be part of a comprehensive solution.
And so I think these two changed elements fundamentally should reshape the manner in which Syria is examining its policies.
Mr. Powell's trip depends on when the Palestinian Authority approves new Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas and his cabinet, which Washington hopes will come in a few days. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Indictments could be handed up by the end of the week against a Portland, Oregon man accused of trying to help terrorists. Mar Hawash is accused of conspiring to levy war and providing materials to support terrorists. The government says Hawash flew to China 2 years ago and tried to gain entrance into Afghanistan but failed. They say he was trying to join Taliban and Al-Qaeda members in their ongoing war against the United States. The White House is outraged over moves by the United Nations to return Cuba to the UN Human Rights Commission. Presidential spokesman Ari Fleischer likens it to putting Al Capone in charge of bank security. Fleischer says Cuba needs to be investigated by the Human Rights Commission. In his daily news briefing, Fleischer said it raises serious questions about the Human Rights Commission's commitment to human rights. The decision was made by a 54-nation UN Economic and Social Council.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
Evanston, Illinois police have named the man who brought what many consider a missing North Carolina boy to a North Suburban hospital. Investigators say on February 3rd, Ricky Quick brought a 6-year-old he called Eli to St. Francis Hospital in Evanston. Department of Children and Family Services officials now say Eli may be Tristan Buddy Myers, who was reported missing in October of 2000. A police department spokesman says the 33-year-old listed a Chicago address when admitting the child for observation. Evanston police were called to the scene after Quick allegedly created a disturbance after being told DCFS was taking the child. Quick was taken to Evanston Police Headquarters, where officers discovered he was wanted in Chicago on an outstanding theft warrant. Chicago police picked him up in the early morning hours of February 4th and escorted him to a bond hearing later that day.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Stanford University, long known for having a lax policy on underage drinking, is starting to get tough. This fall, the school will ban alcohol in lounges, hallways, and patios at all freshman dormitories. The San Jose Mercury News reports it's not a popular move. More than 2,000 students and alumni have signed an online petition of protest, even though the practice is illegal. Many say there's a double standard because the policy doesn't target dorms where students from all four classes live. The university's new dean of freshmen says the freshman dorms were targeted because there have been more problems there. The new policy doesn't include freshman dorm rooms, which are considered private. Stocks closed mostly higher today as a late rally boosted the major market averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 31 points to 8502. The NASDAQ added 9 to 1471, and the S&P 500 was up 3 to 917. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Charlie Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the starter. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing low, life's
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. And the phone number here, as always, 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. You can email during the program. I'll try to answer it, but you know how it goes sometimes. MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. Well, are you ready for a parade? The Bush crime family is trying to decide whether or not to declare victory in Iraq and have Too Stupid to Be President to address a joint session of Congress like his daddy did. And then a New York City victory parade. Huh? That's under consideration. Don't you think that would smack a little bit too much of, what do they call it, triumphalism? In the first place, the war in Iraq is not over. The war in Afghanistan is not over. No military engagement that the Bush crime family has gotten us involved in is over. It will never be over. Didn't Bush say it's an endless war? We have terrorists in 60 countries that we have to track down and annihilate. If it means annihilating the countries as well, well, okay. But already they're considering, I guess this has to do with Bush's thing that he has with his father. Whew. You remember Pappy Bush, after decimating the Iraqi army and pushing the Iraqis out of Kuwait, Pappy Bush addressed a joint session of Congress, and then Schwarzkopf and Powell and whoever else I could get together had a ticker tape parade down, what was it, Fifth Avenue? Was it Central Park West? I don't know, one of the main streets in Midtown Manhattan. So Bush wants to do the same thing, little boy Bush. I want a parade, too. I want a parade, too. This is, I don't even know if I should get into this, but oh, what the hell. Hustler magazine publisher, America's best-known paraplegic, Larry Flint, is at it again. He's hunting for a videotape that is rumored to show one of the twins, one of the Bush girls, Barbara, one of the Bush twins, in the nude. You heard about this? according to the New York Post, Flint's cronies are scouring the New Haven, Connecticut campus of Yale University, where young Miss Barbara is a student, in hopes of buying a video that was supposedly made at one of Yale's notorious naked parties. Flint told the New York Post the other day, We definitely have heard the story, and we definitely have a rep over there, but so far we've not been able to substantiate anything. But usually where there's smoke, there's fire, so we're still looking. Dear God. Well, you go, Larry. Go ahead. A source says young Miss Barbara has attended plenty of these bear all bacchanals, which are a Yale tradition in which overworked Ivy Leaguers relieve stress by doffing their duds and drinking some suds. I love the way the New York Post people write. Doffing their duds and drinking some suds. Well, this alleged video may be no more, the Post writes, than a campus rumor-turned-pornographer's pipe dream. But this wouldn't be the first time that the lovely Bush twins' image has been the object of a creepy fixation. Remember when our troops stormed into the castles of Uday? Was it Uday? Saddam's eldest son? They stormed into his Baghdad bachelor pad, and they found pictures of Barbara and Jenna, fully clothed, in Uday's private gym, which was also plastered with nude pictures downloaded from the Internet. And remember Tina Brown, who was the publisher of Talk Magazine. Back in 2001, she was blacklisted by the White House, by the Bush White House, after her magazine ran a photo spread of two models portraying the Bush twins locked up behind bars. Remember that? I thought that spread was very funny. So anyway, we'll keep you posted. There may be nude photos of young Miss Barbara Bush. Sort of like young Miss Laura Schlesinger, huh? Let's see. One more thing here. Oh, it looks like the Too Stupid to Be President is doing exactly what Osama bin Laden demanded, and that's getting U.S. troops out of Saudi Arabia. You've been following this story today? The Bush crime family is shifting its military operations center for the Middle East from Saudi Arabia to Qatar. That's going to cost the Saudis an awful lot of money, of course. Formal decision about whether to make this arrangement permanent has yet to be made by Washington. Rumors on NPR are that this move to Qatar is just temporary. The real base of U.S. Middle Eastern presence will be Iraq, with the permanent military bases that are being established there. Now, Rumsfeld, of course, says, what permanent military bases? Matter of fact, we have some sound about that somewhere in the stack here. We may get to it tonight. But anyway, time to pull out of Saudi Arabia. Too bad, too stupid to be president, or Clinton, or Pappy Bush, or who was before Pappy Bush? Reagan, or Carter, or let's keep going back, Ford, or Nixon, or somebody didn't get us out of there decades ago. Maybe there would be 3,000 people who were murdered in this country on September 11th, 2001, who would still be alive. Maybe there would still be the World Trade Center standing. So anyway, Too Stupid to Be President possibly has seen the light and has decided to do what bin Laden demanded. Now, of course, the Bush crime family will tell you no such thing. What, are you kidding? We're not doing what bin Laden said. We're just making a strategic move. Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right, let's jump around here. Ralph is calling from Bolingbrook, Illinois. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Oh, my goodness. This is our flight attendant who used to call WLS all the time when I was on that miserable station. How you doing, Ralph?
Doing okay. Missed your show. I was listening during the day, but I was at work usually, so I couldn't call in. But so I want to welcome you tonight. I think your program always was kind of an adult affair. So.
Yeah, well, it's slowly drifting that way, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's great because I think maybe you'll get a lot of new listeners. And I think it's great that I met up with Nancy Skinner on during the day.
Yeah, just like the whole staff at WLS is moving to IE America Radio Network. So, the liberals anyway, or what's left of them.
Yeah, because everybody else has changed. If they were somewhat liberal.
Yeah.
Now became so conservative.
That's true. So are you still flying for, who was it?
I lost my, I actually was working for a large computer company for the airline industry towards the end, about the last 6 years.
Right.
Lost my job to Mark. United Airlines was one of our biggest customers. So
yeah.
unfortunately, in the beginning, I thought that there was a possibility with some other carriers, but right now, you know, what the way the economy is going.
The way Bush is hammering the economy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, hopefully American Airlines and some of the other carriers stay out of, you know, bankruptcy. One thing I want to mention, though, was I saw that Scott Ritter and...
On CNN tonight?
C-SPAN last Friday and then CNN tonight with Paula Zahn, and I got to give her credit for at least putting him on. That's the first time I've seen him on.
Well, didn't he call Bush a liar, just flat out, said he was lying about the weapons of mass destruction?
I don't know if you saw that. He did a meeting at the Palestine Club on Friday, and he came right out and said Bush and Cheney are liars, and if they don't prove, you know, the weapons of mass destruction and everything like that. He was a little rough with them, but I think that the way...
A little rough?
Yeah, basically, you know.
With the Bush crime family? How does one get rough with the Bush crime family?
I guess it's just what I'm thinking is...
Maybe he was a little honest.
Well, I would agree that he's honest. He seems like a decent man to me.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that they really don't want Hans Blick or any of the other guys to really go back there and see if there's chemical or biological weapons.
Well, I think it's a given at this point, don't you think, Ralph? That after the invasion, all that we've gone through, after what the UN said, after 12 years of sanctions, after all of this rat-infested mess, it is apparent now, and even the Bush crime family, certain members are speaking on condition of anonymity, that weapons of mass destruction were never the objective, finding them or attacking Saddam because he had them. The objective was to establish a permanent military base in Iraq, and da-da-da-da, the oil!
Well, how do you think the American public is going to take that, though?
The American public doesn't give a tinker's damn. The American public believes, for the most part, that Saddam Hussein is responsible for the attacks on this country on September 11th, and therefore he's been thrown out of office and probably killed, and George Bush loves us all and is a great leader. That's what the American public thinks.
Right. Basically, what do you think of our chances for, how you had said originally and as early in his administration that we could peacefully remove him, you know, through the ballot box?
Bush?
Or, yeah.
Well, I think that's a pipe dream on my part. I said it the other night on the program. The Bush crime family is here for the duration. Bush will be reelected. His hand-picked successor will be elected in 2008 and then reelected. In our lifetime, Ralph, our children's lifetimes and our grandchildren's lifetimes, probably for the duration of the 21st century, it's going to be the Bush crime family. Period. End of story.
I wouldn't give up that much.
Well, I'll tell you, rather than listen to me on the program, we briefly mentioned this. It's on my webpage on the daily program topics page. You go to MikeMalloy.net or MikeMalloy.com, click on the link for daily program topics, and if you go to Monday's list of topics that we covered, I think it's either the first or second story articulates to a much greater degree than I can right now why, for the next... the rest of this century, it's the Bush crime family and their operatives who are in charge. Check out the story, and if you don't agree, we'll talk about it.
How do you feel about, I'm not saying I disagree or agree or whatever, but how do you feel about, don't you feel like you'd have a problem by calling them the Bush crime family and things like that down the line?
Probably at some point, but that's one of the reasons I walk around fully armed and able to protect myself. Hey, Ralph, it's good to hear from you. I hope you're going to be a regular caller like you were on WLS, okay?
I will be. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. All right, quick break here. Back to your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us tonight, okay? I don't know. I've got low energy tonight. I don't know what it is. I'm going to need you folks to just go through the histrionics that I normally do. Can you do that? Independence, too. Well, they all like what W's done. I know that you will, too. George W. Bush will give a country a push. Put us back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush is gonna give us a push.
He's the man who do what's right.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy? Welcome
to Nebraska.
How you doing?
We're lost in sauce, buddy.
You guys are having way too much fun. You know that.
Isn't that the truth? What can we do for you, Chuck?
Hey, I tell you what. I got a border collie, and I called you guys up about 9-10 months ago, and you gave me some advice. This dog was a one-person dog, and that was my wife. Mm. And you gave me some advice that said that
you
give him some time and work with him, and I did. And I just want to thank you guys for what you said to me, because I really worked with his dog, and now he's kind of on my side.
And that doesn't bother you so much, does it?
No, not really. No.
Excellent.
No, this phone call is just to thank you for your advice. I sure appreciate that, because it sure worked out good. It worked out great.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. We mentioned this last night, but it bears repeating just one more time. Afghanistan is expected to have a bumper harvest this season of opium poppies that will produce about 4,000 tons of opium. What is that, 80,000 pounds? Or no, 8 million pounds. Oh, who cares, right? you don't smoke opium. You don't do heroin. Neither do I. Anyway, 4,000 tons of opium, which makes Afghanistan once again the world's number one producer. Now that's a record that they held prior to the eradication of poppies by those nasty Taliban rulers back in 2001. A preliminary survey by the UN Drug Agency in southern, all over Afghanistan shows that 134 districts of Afghanistan, I don't know how many districts they have, showed a rise in poppy production, even in areas not previously known for raising poppies. Now, why is this? It's because Afghanistan has nothing else. One of the growers said, with 8 children to feed, no water supplies, no money, that this grower isn't listening to Hamid Karzai's order to stop growing poppies. The farmer said, we have no choice. Our fields are destroyed. There's no water. There's nothing left for us to do. There's no infrastructure. Did he really say the word infrastructure? So we're raising poppies. 80% of, for example, of Bamiyan province is growing poppies, as well as much of central Afghanistan, neither of which were poppy-growing areas in the past. So another result of Bush's war in Afghanistan, poppies. There's nothing left to do. Nothing left to do. The farmers who grew poppies were provided a $350 a year stipend immediately after the overthrow of the Taliban, but that has stopped. There's no construction going on, no road building, no school repair, no businesses, no income coming into the country. The pipelines being built from Central Asia through Afghanistan into Pakistan and then to the Indian Ocean so that too stupid to be president's buddies can make a fortune from the oil in Central Asia. But the people of Afghanistan, screw them. So they're going back to raising opium poppies. This will make all the junkies in Europe and Russia very happy, very happy. The junkies in this country get their heroin from other sources, usually from Mexico and South America. But just thought I would pass that on to you. Huh? Okay, you can pass it right back. R.W. is calling from Chattanooga. Hey, R.W.
How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going.
What were you doing around 4 o'clock this morning, man? You're making a lot of racket down there.
Oh, that was the earthquake. We had an earthquake.
Oh, is that the cover story? Yeah, just how armed are you, Mike?
No, let me tell you something. I know what caused that earthquake, too. You know about Planet X. No, seriously, Planet X, and if you don't know about it, do a Google search on Planet X. It's coming, pal. Atlanta's going to be a seaport very soon. That earthquake, we don't have earthquakes in Georgia.
Yeah.
But the tectonic shift, the plates are starting to move a little bit as this Planet X enters the furthest.
New address, man.
Huh?
New address, but here's...
Well, that's over in Missouri.
Actually, parts of the fault line go up all the way up to Knoxville.
Oh, does it? Well, I'm telling you, the last time I brought up Planet X, I got 30 emails of people just laughing their asses off at me. But it's coming. It's coming. But anyway, that's not why you called.
Well, since you've got a lot of Greens listening across the country, some pissed off Democrats, and at least one yellow dog down in Augusta, I thought I'd bring up this subject. You know, we both know Nader didn't cost Gore jack because Gore won the damn election. But
right.
There's some sloppy thinkers out there who've got that perception.
Right.
So I'm kicking around this idea, and I've brought it up to the state party.
Can you hold the idea for a second,
sure.
R.W., and let me take a break. I'll come back. You've got a way to find reconciliation between Greens and Democrats? I'm assuming that's where you're going with this,
mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back as soon as we take a break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you smaller.
Well, it's not actually a pill. It's more like a hookah.
Don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing...
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25!
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. While New York City holds out hope for $1 billion in temporary budget relief from the state, the axe is already falling on many public sector workers. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg plans to lay off 6,600 municipal employees and has warned of as many as 15,000 more job cuts to come. Gwendolyn Richardson is recording Secretary for Communications Workers Local 1180.
It is far more fair to ask a family who earns $250,000 a year to pay an additional percentage point in personal income taxes than it is to ask people who could least afford it for $600 million in give backs.
Tax the rich!
This evening, unions representing thousands of public employees will rally outside New York City Hall to call for progressive taxation and an end to job cuts and privatization.
Israel is back on the verge of a general strike after talks between the country's main federation of unions and the government broke down over the weekend. The general strike is expected to begin tomorrow morning. It'll most likely lead to the closure of Israel's government agencies, banks, ports, and railways, as well as most major corporations doing business in the country. Israel's government is running a massive deficit due to the ongoing Palestinian intifada and occupation of Palestinian territories. It proposed a 5-12% across-the-board cut in workers' wages, as well as the reduction or abolishment of several government-sponsored benefits programs.
Lockheed Martin workers in Texas have ended their two-week strike with a declaration of victory. Under a new contract approved by union members, workers get added holidays, a 4% raise in the first year, and 3% hikes in the second and third years, plus a $1,500 signing bonus to sweeten the deal. On the downside, they'll see higher out-of-pocket expenses for prescription drugs.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Flying monkey ride blues. Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We are talking with R.W. in Chattanooga, who has an idea here to bring Greens and Democrats together, I think. Is that the idea?
That's kind of the idea. Well, there are at least two candidates
right.
among the Democrats that might be agreeable to Greens. One of them's Kucinich and the other one's Dean, which I'm kind of partial to myself. Most of us are still either registered as Democrats or independents, and chances are we're in a state that where independents can cross and vote in the Democratic primary. So there's more of my thinking, and that's what I've been putting up across the state party leadership in my state anyway, is why don't we try to help get one of these two guys nominated?
That's a good idea, and it's going to have to be very fast because the way the states have stacked the primaries now, most people do not have a say anymore. Most voters do not. What did I read the other day? The Gore's candidacy was decided in the last election cycle after the third primary. Bush's was decided, I think, after the fifth. And as a result, for example, a state like Missouri that had a primary after all these decisions were made, only 19% of the voters showed up in Missouri to vote in the presidential primary. So any decision that is made is going to have to be made very, very quickly. Now, the only problem that I see with your two selections there, Kucinich I have no problem with. If you look at Dean's record, and the Green Party has put out some information about Dean, Dean was not a green-friendly or an environmental-friendly governor of the state of Vermont. In fact, there was a saying about Dean, he never met a developer that he couldn't do business with.
Yeah, I've heard that, and we've been hearing that battle back and forth. Now, I don't know much about Dean, but I have what I'm basing on, I've heard on a few interviews, especially an extended one on Radio Nation, and he sounded like an interesting candidate.
Yeah, he does. I would check his record, and I think the Green Party, whatever their website is, I think they would have ample information on.
Well, believe me, I'm getting this on the coordinator list or down here. So.
Right, right.
But
well, like you, I don't have a lot of information about Dean either. He has made some statements that I find very intriguing. That makes me interested. Right now, the way I feel, Kucinich is the kind of Democrat, maybe it's because he's working class like I am, maybe it's because he represents the working class as a true Democrat. I just have a feeling that Kucinich is a true Democrat. Now, whether or not, there are a lot of people that say, yeah, go ahead and vote for Kucinich, he'll never win. You're just throwing your vote away. Gee, where have we heard that before? So I think what it's going to take is an awful lot of grassroots work. Kucinich doesn't have any money.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He has no money. He gets no media coverage. The press is ignoring him for good reason, because he represents what corporate media in this country stands firmly against, and that is the traditional Democratic Party of beliefs.
I like Kucinich, but the thing is about the intrigues me about Dean is his stance on, he seems to make some interesting stance on single payer health care.
Yeah.
He is an ex-doctor, from what I understand, or a doctor.
He is a doctor, right.
And he has a certain fire to him. Kind of like when Tom Harkin said Herbert Walker Bush has feet of clay. You know, I hear that spark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you really need. But like I said, I think the decision, and that's what I'm asking among some of the Greens, and I'd like to hear from some of the other states also, is like, you know, what do you think about picking one of these guys and just going for them and trying to work with some of the progressives and the Democrats, throw a monkey wrench in that, if you will, but just, you know, try to elect somebody that's more agreeable to the people.
I got an email from somebody in Santa Fe who attended a Kucinich talk or speech the other night, I think over the weekend. I believe in Santa Fe, if not in Santa Fe, maybe Albuquerque. But this person said, I have completely given up on the Democratic Party, became a Green. I went and listened to Kucinich, and oh my God, I'm going to vote for a Democrat for the first time in 12 years. So, I would say just keep the discussion going. Find out as much information as you can about Dean's record where it concerns the environment. I think traditional Democrats, classic Democrats, are environmentally aware. I think most of the Democrats in the leadership position are, again, it's just another issue where they're Republican light. So I would check it out and keep me posted, too. Okay, you do the research. Send me your results.
Okay. And I'm not saying we shouldn't run candidates in Congress, Senator, and
sure,
City Council, but I'm saying maybe this one time we might want to coordinate and triangulate a little bit.
By we, you mean the Greens?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And did you get my thing about the gentleman from one of our local natives here in Chattanooga?
What was the story about?
Well, apparently a Chattanooga native has been selected to assist General Garner in Iraq.
Oh, I did get it. It was a little bit too off the beaten path to bring up on the program, but yeah, I did get it, and
I said, the whole point after a bunch of fluff was at the very end of the
right.
interview on television was a line where they said,
yeah,
after retiring from the army, he went to work for Bechtel.
Right.
And that says it all right there.
Well, Iraq is becoming a wholly owned subsidiary of Bechtel. And matter of fact, that brings me to something I want to share with people right now since you brought it up. So, hey, listen, RW, keep me posted.
No problem.
All right, sir. Thanks. Now, regarding what RW just said, in the current issue of The New Yorker, the May 5th issue, it says back when Americans were still debating whether there was just cause for a preemptive strike against Iraq. You remember that, right? A few weeks back. Very few of the arguments were scrutinized more closely than the too stupid to be president's contention that there were links between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Remember all that talk? Sure you do. So the CIA analysts looked at aerial satellite photographs, Treasury Department experts looked through financial records, at the National Security Agency, Arab-speaking linguists eavesdropped on phone conversations, and then there was that infamous Colin Powell performance at the UN, his Connect the Dots speech at the UN last February. Nobody could come up with the connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam. However, now there is a new and demonstrable connection, but it's not the kind that the Bush administration had in mind. Okay, you ready? It turns out that a money trail runs from the lucrative business of rebuilding Iraq, that would be in the hands of Bechtel, to the fortune behind Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden's family, which is a sprawling, yes, there's a lot of members in the family, a sprawling, extraordinarily wealthy Saudi Arabian dynasty. The bin Laden family is a substantial investor in a private equity firm founded by the Bechtel Group of San Francisco. Bechtel is the global construction and engineering company to which the U.S. government, the Bush crime family, recently awarded the first major multi-million-dollar contract to start the reconstruction in Iraq. Now, it was a closed bidding process, and the U.S. Agency for International Development chose Bechtel. It just so happens that the U.S. Agency for International Development also contains Bechtel members on its board. So Bechtel got the contract. Now, this contract is to have Bechtel rebuild the major elements of Iraq's infrastructure, roads, railroads, airports, hospitals, schools, water, electrical system, everything that has been destroyed by Bush 1 and Bush 2 and 12 years of sanctions. It's now in the hands of Bechtel. Eventually, this contract is going to run into the billions. Now, when the contract was awarded 2 weeks ago, the Bush crime family didn't mention that the bin Laden family has an ongoing relationship with Bechtel. For openers, the bin Ladens have a $10 million stake in a company called the Fremont Group. That's a San Francisco-based company formerly called Bechtel Investments, which until 1986 was a subsidiary of Bechtel. Now, the Fremont Group's website makes no mention of the bin Ladens. And the Fremont Group's website notes, quote, though now independent, Fremont enjoys a close relationship with Bechtel, close quote. A spokeswoman for the company, the Fremont Group, confirmed that Fremont's majority ownership is the Bechtel family. And a list of the corporate board of directors of the Fremont Group shows substantial overlap. Five of Fremont's eight directors are also directors of Bechtel. One Fremont director, Riley Bechtel, is the chairman and CEO of the Bechtel Group and is a member of the Bush administration. He was appointed this year to serve on the President's Export Council. Now you understand why they want those darned old sanctions removed from Iraq, right? In addition, George Shultz, Secretary of State in the Reagan administration, serves as a director both of Fremont and of the Bechtel Group, where he was once president. He's still listed as a senior counselor. The general counsel, the chief attorney of the Fremont Group, confirms that the bin Laden family has invested $10 million in Fremont's private funds. The attorney declined to provide additional details about its association with the firm. He also chose not to discuss the origin or the nature of the relationship between the bin Laden and Bechtel families, both of which made fortunes in huge construction projects in the Arab world. The attorney said, ownership is private and is not disclosed. So if you want a connection between Al-Qaeda and Iraq, there it is. Now, do you suppose you'll see this on Lou Dobbs' Moneyline tomorrow night? No, I don't think so. Do you suppose any media outlet other than the New Yorker will put this story out there, that the Bin Laden family that has this amazing relationship with the Bush crime family, as does the Saudi royal family? They are intertwined like snakes in a basket. Carlisle, Bechtel, Halliburton, death, destruction, Afghanistan, killing, reconstruction, oil, Bin Laden, Bechtel, Bush, Reverend Sun Myung-moon, who thinks he's Christ, all of these people, intertwined like snakes in a basket. Now, to the 130 U.S. military personnel who died in Iraq, do you think this matters to their families? Of the thousands or hundreds, whatever it is, of Iraqis who have been slaughtered in this latest adventure in Iraq, do you think this matters? Do you think it matters to the Bush crime family, all these deaths that continue and are ongoing? Yesterday, 17 people shot to death outside a school in Iraq, three of whom were kids under the age of 10. The killing goes on. Bechtel, Bin Laden, Carlisle, Bush, Osama Bin Laden's family, and the Saudi royal family, all intertwined like poisonous snakes in a basket. And what do we do about it? Absolutely nothing. What does our media do about it? Absolutely nothing. Now, change one name in that nest of snakes. Change the Bush name to Clinton. Do you suppose U.S. media would be on that story? Do you suppose Tom DeLay and Henry Hyde and the rest of these right-wing neo-fascists would be making an issue about this? Do you suppose Newt Gingrich would be saying something? Now, when I read this New Yorker, I'm just trying, you know, like so many of these stories, I just think to myself, oh, well, come on, Mike. Now, don't get all pissed off. You got to go and do your program tonight. Don't scream. Don't get your blood pressure up. Don't choke to death. Just tell the story. There it is in the New Yorker in the May 5th edition. You can read it yourself. Bechtel, Bin Laden, George Shultz, George Bush, Pappy Bush, Frank Carlucci, Cheney, Rumsfeld, the Saudi royal family. These people are real, real gangsters. Oh, well. Robert is calling from Denver. Robert, welcome to the program. This your first time calling?
Yes, it is. How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. Welcome aboard.
Well, I just was flipping around the internet and I found your station. I'm glad I found it.
And me too.
You know, we have a lot of right-wing radio out here in Denver. It's,
oh, boy.
I think it's kind of, you know, it's unfair.
Well, right-wing radio is 100% of radio across the country. All right, 99.999%.
Sure.
This program and a couple of the programs carried on our network are carried not just on the internet, but also on radio stations and Sirius Channel 145, Sirius Left. KHOW, KOA in Denver, you're going to hear nothing out there but right-wing drivel.
Oh, boy, that's the worst. You got this guy, Mike Rose, and if you try to call him to speak your opinion, they screen your calls and
well,
they don't even let you on.
Well, of course not. Of course not. If you don't say exactly what Mike Rosen wants you to say, if you don't follow the right-wing neo-fascist party line, you're not going to get on the air.
Sure, yeah. And if you do slip on somehow, you go totally berserk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I am definitely going to pick up a Sirius radio system tomorrow just so I could, you know, hear you guys.
Yeah, channel 145, it's called Sirius Left. Sirius has all kinds of programming, as you know. I think they have 100 channels. But Sirius Left, channel 145, is the one that carries this network and other programming, too.
Great.
Well, I'm glad you found the program. Now, was there a specific issue tonight, or you just wanted to check in and say, whoa, I found your program?
Well, no. I called up earlier and just to see where I could get your – see if you were on the radio out here anywhere.
No.
She told me, no, I could get it through Sirius. And,
right.
And I said, well, since I'm a first-time listener, can I say hi to Mike? And she goes, sure.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you found us, at least on the Internet. Robert, as you listen, I hope you call in and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, okay?
I sure will.
All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you checking in. Okay, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Each and every session now, cause America's been took. It's plain to see, the oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil, so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ashcroft, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. What would you do if you?
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
see the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Trifecta. The trifecta. 800 Talk Yes is where we are. Vernon is calling from Kansas City. Hey, Vernon.
Hey, Mike. Mike.
Yes, sir.
Tell you what, I thought my phone had become an appendage to my ear.
Well, you've only been on for about 10 minutes.
Come
on. I apologize.
That's okay. I have a friend who really doesn't want to believe that there's a Bush crime family.
Yeah.
And we've been emailing her, but he's in California, I'm in Kansas, and I've been emailing him. He says, I was mentioning Prescott. And I said, well, Prescott helped Hitler get started.
Right.
He says, I don't know that was a criminal background. I am more interested in what happened after January of 1942. Was their investment managed out of Switzerland during the war and reclaimed afterward? I was wondering if their mills were spared during our bombing. And he said some connected American-owned companies were declared non-targets. So I'm asking you, I've looked.
Well, this has nothing to do with factories in Switzerland. What this has to do with is Prescott Bush's management of a bank that had branches in the United States and, I believe, in Germany and Switzerland. It was through that bank that Prescott Bush provided the a lot of capital investment for Hitler's war industries, for the fascists who had taken over Germany. Now, that's just a quick sketch. It's a lot more involved than that. But what Prescott Bush was involved in was the financing of the buildup of the Wehrmacht, the German military. And it continued even to the extent, or even through the time when American military were dying in Europe fighting against the German Wehrmacht. And it was Franklin Roosevelt who threatened to jail Prescott Bush under the provisions of, I believe, the Trading with the Enemy Act, if he didn't stop. And I think at that point he stopped. Now, Prescott Bush went on to become a golfing partner of Dwight Eisenhower's. So the tentacles of the Bush crime family, they are multi-generational. They extend all over the planet. These people are world-class bandits. You might tell your friend, use the Google search engine, mm-hmm. Type in Bush and Nazis, and then just see what comes up. All right?
Well, hey, Mike.
Yes, sir. Quickly.
Be sure to post that thing from the New Yorker.
I'll do it.
I want to fire that back at him.
That'll be a good thing to send him. Thanks, Vernon.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. President Bush's top security advisors were to meet to discuss North Korea and whether to continue negotiations with Pyongyang. It would be the first time the security experts would meet to discuss the issue since three-way talks ended last week. The U.S., North Korea, and China met last week, and the North offered to give up nuclear weapons in return for major U.S. concessions. One official who spoke on the condition of anonymity said Secretary of State Colin Powell is inclined to continue negotiations with Pyongyang, while Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is not. A Virginia judge is expected to rule in about a week on whether Washington, D.C. sniper suspect Lee Boyd Malvo's alleged confession will make it to trial. 2 days of court testimony and a pretrial hearing centered on whether Lee Boyd Malvo was informed of his rights to an attorney as he was questioned by police. Prosecutors insist Malvo had been read his Miranda warning several times. Malvo's defense, though, adamantly denied the prosecution's claim, saying their client had asked for a lawyer and did not understand his rights. Malvo's trial is scheduled to begin in November.
Louisa May Alcott's Little Women, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Look how small Joe is. Isn't she petite?
Oh, Beth is even littler than us.
Look how little Meg is. You can almost say she's tiny.
How is Geico able to offer 24-hour service and still save us money?
Perhaps it's because we are all so small.
We are small, aren't we?
Yeah. Round-the-clock service 7 days a week, and you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol?
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dentist strong, so the pain is gone.
Flight attendants at bankrupt United Airlines have joined the airline's pilots in ratifying pay cuts. The airline says it needs to keep flying. United's flight attendants agreed to take pay cuts of 9%, a move that will save the airline $314 million a year. United and its parent UAL are trying to cut labor costs by about $2.56 billion per year over 6 years to satisfy lenders who help finance the airline's restructuring. In December, United filed the largest airline's bankruptcy in history. United's machinists, which have resisted pay cuts in the past, are voting on their own salary reductions today. No matter whether you live in a small community or a big one, if you commute by vehicle, you average 27 hours commuting every year. Julie Watson is with Forbes.com. She tells us which cities made the list of America's worst commutes.
L.A. was the number one worst commute, and number two was San Francisco. And then the Texas cities, Dallas and Houston, were 3 and 4. And then we had a tie for 5, which was the Washington, D.C. area and, surprisingly, Denver.
Using information compiled by the Texas Transportation Institute, motorists in Los Angeles spend a whopping 136 hours a year staring at taillights. Some American cities are exploring a program in London that charges drivers to enter the central zone of the city. The $8 fee is not popular, but it's reduced traffic in central London by 20% since it was introduced in February.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lab number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
A Virginia judge is expected to rule in about a week on whether teen Washington, D.C. sniper suspect Lee Boyd Malvo's alleged confession will make it to trial. Allison Brown reports.
2 days of court testimony centered on one issue, whether Lee Boyd Malvo was informed of his rights to an attorney before making an alleged confession in the sniper shootings to investigators. Prosecutors insist Malvo was informed of his rights because he had been read his Miranda warning several times. Malvo's defense, though adamantly denying the prosecution's claim, saying their client had asked for a lawyer and that he did not understand his rights. A ruling on whether the alleged confession will be admissible at Malvo's November trial expected in about 1 week. Allison Brown, Fairfax County, Virginia.
On Wall Street, a late rally boosted the major market averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 31 points to 8502. The NASDAQ added 9 points to 1471, and the S&P 500 gained 3 points to 917. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, in Brakes 101, master cylinders, calipers, and pads were demystified. You learned they are a lot like hearts, muscles, and skin, all designed to stop cars and save lives. When I come back, it's Brakes 102.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is, Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about somesies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
Welcome to Brakes 102 at Car Clinic College. Today's lesson, analog braking systems, or ABS. Ever press the brake and nothing? You just pumped and hoped for the best? Hope no more. The best is here. Computer-controlled ABS. This system monitors the speed of individual wheels and applies precise braking power to each. And if any brake starts to lock or slows at a different rate than the others, that specific brake is automatically pumped or pulsed to prevent lockup. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Is this microphone on?
7 past the hour. A couple of emails here during the break from our correspondent in Florida. I've been saying Bechtel Corporation. It is Bechtel. Bechtel Corporation. Not Bechtel. Bechtel. All right. We stand corrected. Also, an email from Ireland, from Colm, C-O-L-M. I believe that's how you pronounce it, isn't it, Colm? You say it that way. Greetings from Ireland. Listening to you now, don't know how live it is. It's very live, Colm. Just so you know, many of us here are as disgusted as you by what's been going on recently, even though our government hasn't been as brave. I can do that, Colm, because I'm Irish. Michael Malloy, please. Colm writes, please mention me. I'm curious to see how live this link is. The Internet may free us all in the next 100 years. It's probably more optimistic than realistic, but let's give it a shot. My sweetheart is a North Dakotan who is equally as suspicious of the Democrats. It's hard for me to gauge, but it's pretty clear that Bush is a cowboy. We neutral, with quotes around the word neutral, we neutral Irish have been offering Shannon Airport as a stopover for American troops going to the Gulf, despite the fact that much of the country is against it. What do you think about America pulling out of Saudi Arabia? Surely a huge development. Well, We mentioned it in the first part of the show, Colm, and it is, I don't know, the inner workings of the Bush crime family members' minds. Probably too much heat. Too many people are asking too many questions, not in the American media, but in the global media, about the connection between the Saudi royal family, the bin Laden family, and the Bush family. So that's probably part of it. Also, the Saudis, because the Saudi royal family is terrified of... Well, let me back up. The U.S. military just went into Iraq and destroyed a dictatorial regime. The Saudi royal family is a dictatorial regime. The U.S. military says they want to establish democracy in Iraq. The Saudi royal family could not tolerate democracy. What will bring the overthrow of the Saudi royal family is a continued tolerance for the American military presence in Saudi Arabia. So I think the agreement was reached between Rumsfeld and Prince Sultan to pull the U.S. military out. Because it was mutually beneficial to both of them. The Bush crime family does not want to see the Saudi royal family overthrown. If the Saudi royal family is overthrown, well, who knows who's going to control the oil fields in Saudi Arabia. The Saudis do not want to see themselves overthrown. So, they worked a deal. Now, as far as moving the U.S. military presence from Saudi Arabia to Qatar, that's a temporary situation. The air base was built there by the people or the dictatorship of Qatar, because they know what side their scones are buttered on too, and they understand that a popular uprising in the Arab world would overthrow their government. So they figured, well, let's bring the U.S. military here. But the ultimate plan, I think, Qatar will become a secondary staging area for the U.S. military in the Middle East. The primary staging area will be, for the foreseeable future, Iraq. That was one of the two main reasons for overthrowing the government and establishing U.S. presence there to begin with. The other one, of course, being oil. Lisa writes in, "Hi, Mike, please do not be fooled by Howard Dean. He is pro-NRA, pro-death penalty, anti-medical marijuana, despite the California law. However, he considers himself a moderate. Also, the day of the U.S. attacks on Iraq, he was interviewed by NPR and was very weak regarding his anti-war stance. A Google search turns up much legitimate information on Howard Dean." And from Lance in Manhattan, referring to RW's call from Chattanooga, Lance says, "Why do they continue to ignore Kucinich? They won't even give him credit when he says the same damn things and says them first. Now, you can get this information at Kucinich's website, where it concerns universal health care. Kucinich writes, "I see a new horizon for health care for all Americans with a universal single-payer system." And he goes on and on here in one of Kucinich's rants, where he lays out, first, the ridiculousness of having, at any given time, 45 million Americans without health insurance and how to solve that problem. So, once again, I think what Lance is pointing out here is that on so many of these issues that potential candidates who are getting press coverage, like Howard Dean, Kucinich has always been there. He's always been there. His position is very clear. At this point, I'm not suggesting anyone, earmark your vote for any particular candidate. But for God's sake, check out Dennis Kucinich. If you do not, and you consider yourself a Democrat, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. You know, John Kerry, Lieberman, Edwards, Graham, the rest of these people, forget about it, pal and palette. Check out Dennis Kucinich. These other people are Republican light. Just check it out. Howard Dean, like I say, Lisa's email pretty much starts to clarify Dean's position. Pro-NRA, pro-death penalty, anti-medical marijuana. For God's sake, what did I read the other day? Marijuana will probably, within the next 20 years, become the aspirin of the 21st century, because it has so many not just palliative effects on pain and discomfort, but also some possibly some curative effects. So, anyway, and check out. I just think it would rather than get your information from this program, we always advise you not to do that. This is a literally now a campfire where we gather around at the end of a day, or if you're on the West Coast toward the end of the day, to discuss these issues. But do the research yourself. You're not going to hear definitive information on any of these candidates on this program. We just the format is such we don't have the time. We can't do it. But the information is out there. But as Lance points out, on so many of these issues that Dean or Kerry or Graham or Lieberman or so many of these people, they dip their toe into these issues to see how the American media is going to respond or react. Kucinich is already there. He's already got position papers on this. He already has made definitive statements on his position as a potential candidate or president of the United States. So, again, I always advise, strongly advise, forcefully advise, do your own research. Don't try to get it from this program. You and I share ideas. We share points of view. But you can't rely on this program or any program to provide you with the information. You got to do it yourself. You understand that. Of course you do. Paul is calling from Poconos, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Mike. Good evening.
Hey.
Hey, when you first moved to the evening, I was a little bit miffed, PO'd, whatever, and you messed up my evening TV schedule.
I know.
But honestly, you've done me a favor.
Yeah?
10 o'clock every night, I used to mosey over to the fridge and pick up another piece of pie, big glass of milk, and down I go. Now, my stomach is so turned from listening to you for the last hour on what these clowns are up to.
I can't eat.
You got it.
Next thing, this is the Mike Malloy weight reduction program.
Got it.
Yeah.
You got it. I already threw out the New Yorker article on one of the major forums on the net, a conservative forum.
Mm-hmm.
And the first comment I got back was, so what's your conspiracy theory there? Let me guess. Penick is somehow involved, right?
Oh, my God.
What's going to bite these people the right is they don't believe PNAC is anything. This is going to bite them. We need Kucinich or whoever to go after the issues of PNAC, the Screw the Family and Flexible Time Act, the whole bit. This is what needs to be done rather mm-hmm. than having Dean and Kerry kick each other in the shins again.
Yeah, they're already arguing. What are they arguing about now, Kerry and Dean?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling. The article in The New Yorker, and it was very brief very to the point. Anybody who reads that and says, well, what does this mean? Now, what is a conspiracy theory? It has nothing to do with conspiracy. It has to do with business deals. That's all. Just business deals. But when you consider that the business deals being made require the force of the U.S. military to make them work, and that means people die. American soldiers die. Iraqi civilians, Afghan civilians die. People die in order for these, God-damned business deals to go through. There is blood all over these people. So if your correspondent says, conspiracy theory, I've said it before, I'll say it again, Paul, I don't know how to reach these people, so I don't even try. I know you try. I know.
Well, I try because I like to kick people, frankly.
Well, if there's some sort of reward like that, have at it. But I can't do it anymore. I just figure, look, the stuff is out there. If people really want to know, they can do the research. If somebody of the right wing bent listens to this program and challenges what's on this program, doesn't want to call in, which is fine with me. I prefer it that way. Go to my links page afterwards. The daily program topics, all the information we talk about is there. All they have to do is click a link, which leads to more links, which leads to more links, and the first thing you know, they get the information. But how many people do that?
I missed you last night. I caught a good portion of your program this afternoon on White Rose, and I clicked on your last evening's notes and just went through the program. I really appreciate your efforts of putting up the topics there. Really good stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea because I think it's necessary to at least verify where I get this stuff.
Yep.
I don't want people to think
same place as Planet X, I suppose.
Don't even go. Listen, you you people that laugh about Planet X, I'm telling you, there's a big surprise coming for Planet Earth.
Too much, Mike. I thank you much for your efforts there, guy.
All right, Paul. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you checking in. All you have to do at the end of each program, we put some of the links to the stories we talk about up before we begin. If you go to MikeMalloy.net right now or .com, click on the daily program topics, you will see maybe 15 stories up there that we may or may not get to tonight under the Tuesday heading. And if you just click and read, you decide. We report, you decide. No, wait, somebody else is using that. All right, stick around. A quick break here. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Henry David Thoreau's Walden, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Day one, what a beautiful pond. I shall live here in a cabin and establish an intimate relationship with nature. Day two, filled with joy. Day three, joy. Day four, joyful. Geico saves me money and guarantees my claim repair. Day five, more joy, etc.
We can guarantee claim repairs for as long as you own your car, and you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses...
representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it, Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico, welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't want the fish cops coming after you. Let me know.
Yeah. But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES. Tyrone is calling from Franklin, Kentucky. Tyrone, welcome to the program. This your first time calling?
Yes. I'm a trucker, so I got one of these Sirius satellites.
Oh,
radio.
Well,
and
all right.
And they got in Denver. That's a good investment to put your money in.
There you go.
I want to ask you something. Say, Mr. Didn't you... Isn't it one time they say that George W. Bush had a drug or alcohol problem?
Oh, yeah. Well, he said he had an alcohol problem up until the age of 40. His former friends and associates say he was a cokehead of the highest order during the same period of time. I frankly think he's still on some sort of drugs, you know, pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, because the way he got the economy and everything screwed up, he had been on something thinking he can come and run a country. And I mean, states.
Well, I think part of his inability to function as the CEO of the United States is the fact that George Bush has never been able to function at anything successfully, whether it was school or his tacky little business enterprises or his Texas Air National Guard service. George W. Bush has... It defines the word failure. Now, when you take somebody like that who is a dry drunk, a former drug user, a military deserter, an abysmal failure in every business venture he's ever been in, and you put him in charge of the United States, you're asking to plunge the country into trouble, both here and abroad. And that's precisely what he's done.
Bingo. Now, let me ask you also one more question.
Sure.
Like, when you have your commercial breaks... There's any way I can get, listen to a sample of those songs that be in your commercial breaks?
You're about the umpteenth person that's asked us that. Kathy gets this music, my producer gets this music from several sources.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, at the present time, we don't have any way of publishing, like, a music list.
Oh, okay.
You know, we've gotten a lot of requests for that. Jim, we have a listener in Arkansas named Jim who provides us with a lot of the music, and Kathy scouts music down herself, and then there's Mark in New York who provides some. There's just a whole lot of people that provide these MP3 sound packages to us, and we use in a lot of instances we don't even know who the artist is, but we like the music.
Okay, and then let me ask you also, how long you been on? Well, didn't you used to be on come on at 3 o'clock? What time during the day?
Yeah, we did that for 2.5 years, and then we just switched, a week and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
All right?
All right, y'all take care.
All right, Tyrone, I hope you're going to call again.
Okay, bye.
All right, sir. Oh, my goodness, this is a trucker night. James is calling. He's driving near Buffalo, New York. Hey, James.
What I'm about to say may be pointless if due to the black box voting issue,
right.
What I'm talking about. But
right.
I just want to ask you a couple of questions. Let's say that, you know, this is worst-case scenario. Joe Lieberman gets the nomination. Who are you going to vote for?
For the first time in my life since I've been 21, because when I got the vote, you had to be 21, I will not vote for if the choice is Lieberman or Bush, and those are the only two choices, I will not vote. If here in Georgia, if there's a write-in possibility, and the election were held tomorrow, I would write in Kucinich. I'll see how that holds up over the next year and a half. But if the only two choices I am given, period, are Lieberman and Bush, then for the first time since I've been 21, I will not vote for a presidential candidate. I just won't. I can't do it anymore, James. Now, I know a lot of the Democrats listening to this program are going to get just thoroughly pissed with that statement. You know, it's going to be Malloy. You've got a radio program. People listen to what you have to say. That kind of attitude is going to guarantee another 4 years of Bush, yada, yada, yada. I understand that. I understand that. But I've also got my own personal, integrity? And I can't do it. I can't do it again. James, let me put you on hold. We got another break here. Damn. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back, okay? All right. Quick break. We'll be back. Sorry about all the breaks, folks. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
People have been calling for fuel-efficient cars for half a century. An author claims Detroit still isn't listening. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Decades ago, if consumers wanted gas-sipping cars, they were out of luck. The American auto industry wasn't interested in fuel efficiency, even after a funny-looking foreign car hit the streets.
The signals for efficiency were in the air back in the 50s. When Volkswagen, the VW Bug, invaded America, that was one of the first signals about efficiency in automotive transportation, that you could have a well-made package that was relatively efficient and people would buy them.
That's Jack Doyle, the author of a book called Taken for a Ride. Doyle claims the American auto industry has historically ignored fuel efficiency, even as other countries caught on.
The first energy crisis was not in the 70s, but it was in the 1950s, 1951, when some British oil assets were seized in Iran. Then the Suez Canal crisis came on in 54, and as a result of that, the Europeans started looking at front-wheel drive technology.
Front-wheel drive cars were more efficient, but Doyle says Detroit wasn't interested. He says the same thing happened when German companies replaced carburetors with more efficient fuel injectors.
This ignoring new technology goes on and on and on. I mean, through multivalve engines, through overhead camshafts in the 80s when the Japanese took market share, up to today when Toyota and Honda are leading in hybrid technology.
Doyle says this foot dragging has harmed the environment and the car makers themselves. Detroit's big three have lost a quarter of their market share since the 1950s as consumers have looked elsewhere for more efficient cars. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number here, and we're talking with James, one of our fleet of over-the-road truckers who is near Buffalo, New York. Now, where were we?
Well, I was just talking about who to vote for. I gave you the worst-case scenario. Joe Lieberman, obviously, Bush might even be better than him. But if it's somebody like Howard Dean, Howard Dean is probably not perfect, but Lord knows I'm not perfect either, and probably wouldn't make the perfect president. And somebody like Dennis Kucinich, well, yes, he is the man. He does believe it from the heart. He is one of us. He's a working person, and he would be the better president. The media, as you pointed out earlier, may not permit him to get his name out such that he could win. So. If it comes down to the point where it's Howard Dean, I'm going to vote for Howard Dean. If you don't want to vote, stay home and don't vote, or Ralph Nader. I'm about as far to the left as you can get. There's nobody that's much more progressive than I am. However, until we get a system of proportional representation, which we don't have, you've got to realistically look at what direction is the country going to head in? And you may need to just hold your nose and vote. And I know that really sounds bad. And with somebody like Joe Lieberman, it's kind of pointless. But
the question was posed to me if the choice were Lieberman and Bush.
I understand.
If the choice were Dean and Bush, then I would probably go ahead and vote for Dean. If it came down to, after all the primaries, after all the fake primaries, the fake debates, the fake culling out system that we pretend we use in this country, if it got down to Dean and Bush, well, I don't think there's any question. But
you've got a group of people up there who won't. They'll vote for Nader. And I would encourage them to think realistically about who is actually going to end up with the power grab. And I know that Gore actually won the election, but it wasn't decisively enough that the Bush pig didn't come in there and root him out of the way. So,
there's a part of me that honestly believes that the discussion you and I are having right now is rather moot. The decision has already been made. The decision has been made by the political system in this country, by the media in this country, by the money in this country. The decision's already been made. And folks like you and I can entertain ourselves by thinking over the next year and a half that we have a voice, that we have some kind of power in these decisions. And an argument can be made that you and I are just deluding ourselves. Now, I don't know if I'm ready to make that argument completely. I don't think I've given up all hope, but I'll tell you the truth. I think the decisions have already been made. I will be shocked out of my mind if Dennis Kucinich winds up with the Democratic Party nomination for president in 2004. I truly will. I'll be pleasantly shocked, but I'll be shocked nonetheless. I will also be shocked beyond belief if Bush does not serve a second four-year term. Now, I understand that there are issues bubbling under the surface here about this economy, about all sorts of domestic issues, that if these issues pop up and people start to feel the pain from the Bush crime family even more severely than we're feeling it now, then all bets are off. Look what happened to his father. But there's a difference here. Pappy Bush did not have the backing of the extreme right, the neo-Nazis, who now have gotten themselves into our political system, our society, our media, much the same way that termites get into a house. The house may look like it's, freestanding and okay, but if a stiff wind comes by, the whole damn thing collapses. I think that's what the fascist right in this country has done. So I don't know that you and I really have a choice at all where it concerns any of this, James. I'll continue to do what I'm doing. You'll continue to do what you're doing. We'll have the discussion with our friends. We'll talk about it. We'll go to the internet, and we'll try to make an effort to have some power, have part of the decision making process. I just don't know how effective we're going to be anymore.
I'm under the impression that there's a debate on C-SPAN Saturday between the Democratic candidates. Is that correct?
I don't know. I do know that the word debate is not the word to use. It'll be...
I agree totally. Yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It'll be one of these...
it's a staged appearance.
Right. They'll get seven or eight of these people on the stage, and they will sit there and, for the most part, just spout... cliches, spout statements, try to nudge out the person to their left and the person to their right. I don't like those kinds of events at all. I think a more effective way would just randomly, you know, put all their names in a hat, pick two of them, and then next week put all their names in a hat except those two, pick two more. And
3 hours with each one,
yeah,
or both, together.
Exactly, and then have people like you or Lance ask the questions, not somebody like an anchor from CNN or ABC.
George Stephanopoulos, I believe, is going to be the man.
Oh, Jesus. Well, there you go. All right. Well, James, just keep the discussion going, okay?
Well, I just think we've got to hold our nose and vote. I mean, we've got to get together and get this idiot that's in there now out. I mean, we're totally headed in the wrong direction. So.
Well, if enough Americans come to that conclusion, then he'll be removed. But I have kind of given up on the collective wisdom of the American people. I really have.
That's true.
And I think it's going to take a subset of the collective wisdom. It's going to take the 50 million people who didn't vote for Bush to rally around a candidate and get this bastard out of office. But again,
he won't do it if it's a middle of the road Democrat.
Well, that's the problem. The American right. public, I think, I don't think I'm unique. I think I'm pretty pedestrian in just about everything in my life. And I think that for a thinking American, I'm pretty pedestrian. And I think that most thinking Americans are ready to wash their hands of the whole damn thing and just say, you know, okay, enough is enough. So, but like I say,
I'll keep that here.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep the discussion going.
I'm an active campaigner against this too stupid to be president.
And bless your heart for it. Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, James. Drive safely. Oh, good. Here's Barbie for mayor, who's calling from New York City, I believe. Hey, Barbie.
Hi, Mike. This is the first time I've called since you've changed your time slot. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Is it anyway, I just wanted to thank you also for reading that earlier about medical marijuana, letter earlier.
Yeah, an email that Lisa sent in that Dean is against medical marijuana, even though the state of California has enacted a state law that says it's legal. That raises a lot of alarms with me.
Well, one thing, he is a medical doctor, so he can't, you know, he can understand scientific evidence. And so I don't know if you know, but I have a PhD in pharmacology.
I did not know that.
Yes, I do. And I've been a marijuana activist for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the course of my graduate work that I realized, or I came to be aware of, the power of the right-wing media.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a pharmacologist, I'm also a weed smoker, and I understand, you know, I came to understand the pharmacology of weed on an intimate level, and I got interested in the politics of weed, and what the government was saying about weed was so far and away different from the reality of marijuana.
Right.
And it also has a huge effect. Because when people exercise their highest level, their right of democracy in California and other states, it doesn't matter. So I believe that, anyway, I came to the realization that the right-wing media has this huge power because of my understanding of the marijuana issue.
Yeah,
it's really important. Even if you're, you know, against the legalization of marijuana to understand the forces behind the continued prohibition.
Well, there's a vast prison industrial complex in this country now. We have more people locked up as a percentage of our population, I think, than any country on the planet. Either that's correct, or we have the largest number of people. One of those two statements is correct. We either have the largest number locked up now in prison or in the probation system, or as a percentage of our population. One of those two statements is true. Then any civilized or uncivilized country on the planet. And in our state and federal penitentiary system, I forget now what the number is. Is it 60%, 70% of those people?
It's about 60% after the drug war.
Are locked in. Their freedom's taken away because they either chose to use drugs or chose to sell drugs or chose to grow drugs.
80% of the increase in the federal women's prison population has been due to the nonviolent drug offenses. Now, the vast majority of these women just had a boyfriend or a lover who sold drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, you can go to jail even if you don't sell drugs yourself.
Well, I think one of the hideous scars on this society that historians will talk about, if there is such a thing as a historian 100 years from now, will be how many people were deprived of their freedom because they chose to alter their consciousness, because they chose...
In an unapproved way, remember, because
right.
Everyone does that.
Right.
Everyone, almost everyone alters their consciousness, even people that don't smoke weed or drink or any kind of thing. They do yoga, perhaps.
Well, I think there's a genetic predisposition to do it. If you take a group of 3-year-olds and take them to a park where there's swings and slides and things to push and go around, what's the first thing the kids do? They hang upside down?
They
spin around. So I think maybe there's a genetic predisposition to alter consciousness. And the fact that we have locked up so many people who have chose to do that in unapproved ways, I think is just a hideous scar on this entire society. The fact that we deprive people of their freedom, take away mothers and fathers and sons and daughters and lock them up for these extraordinarily long periods of time, 5, 10, 20, 30 years, in some cases life, because they were involved in drugs. To me, it's just an unspeakable outrage.
Well, it illustrates two things. One, the power of the media.
Yeah.
And, of course, I forgot the other one. But it really, the power of the media to demonize people.
Right. And the other one
I'm sorry. And the fact that we don't have democracy in America anymore. Because in 1996, 7 years ago, California voters voted for legal medical marijuana. 7 years ago.
Right.
This is not a recent thing, and the federal government didn't know. But really, the marijuana issue gets at the heart of democracy.
Yeah, it does indeed. And when you make that statement, just on its own, medical the use of marijuana or the incarceration of people because of the use of marijuana gets at the heart of democracy. People look at you like you're crazy, but you're absolutely right.
Well, take it easy, Mike. Keep up the fight.
All right, Barbie
back.
For mayor. Thanks for checking in.
Bye-bye.
All right, you have a nice evening. She forgot the second one. Yeah, I've been there. I know. I know how that goes, Barbie. Richard's calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Richard.
Michael, I went to the Santa Fe gym last night for our man.
Oh, so you were one of the people. Did you send me the email about Krasinich?
No.
It must have been somebody else.
But let me give you the rundown, can I?
Sure.
It was packed, the gym. It was very hot. And the first thing he did, by the way, his body language is great. You know the way Putin walks with that real self-confidence of a karate guy?
Or the former head of the KGB, yeah.
And the phony, puffed-up, rooster, bad bread way that Bush walks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he was more like Putin.
Okay.
And, you know, he's got a craggy face. He's short. He's wearing a dark suit, of course, because he's from Cleveland. That's all I got, right?
There you go.
And so he went into the gym with all us aging flower kids, and hopefully some of those guys gave more money than I did. And the first thing he did, I tell you, he started off having us sing America the Beautiful.
Wow.
Which was a coup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he's got a good voice. Everybody sang along. There was one joker that yelled out, F the country, you know, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
From then on, his delivery was so dynamic, and I'm not kidding you. It was really good. And that, you know, nobody else dared say anything.
He's a powerful, powerful speaker.
He's a powerful man.
And I think the reason for it is the obvious. What he says comes from his heart as well as
Absolutely.
His head. He really believes, and I think you can tell. I have never listened to Bush except when he's talking about war. And seeing the passion. When Bush talks about war, death, or destruction, you can see passion. He's inarticulate. Bush is. He's just a moron. But that's the only time you can see the passion. When Bush is talking about...
Right, the death penalty.
Right.
Or burning Iraqi kids.
Yeah. When he's talking about social issues, domestic issues, budget, health care, Social Security, it's like listening to, I don't know, you know, a seventh
like
grader.
Like a little Mussolini.
That too, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, let me finish. This is my call.
Okay.
Hey, it was like Kucinich was regaling steelworkers in the union hall, man.
Right.
He didn't stand behind the podium. He took the mic, and he was dancing around, like I explained, with this really great body language.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying the best thing. This one kid, four-year-old kid, was like playing around him during the last part of the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And he just patted him on the head, and the kid kept playing there. You know, no security swooped up the kid and took him to Gitmo or anything.
Right.
You know, and...
Or checked his background.
Exactly. And, you know, and the main element, I think, of what he said was fear.
You want to hold on and finish
yeah.
this up? All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back. I got to do another break, and we'll finish up. We're talking with Richard in Santa Fe about Kucinich last night giving his presentation in that city. Stay with us.
But then one day I met a man who gave to me a jet. Hard work good and hard work fine. Just take care of it. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright.
Listen, there's all kinds of ways to treat substance. I understand that.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I needed a new kitchen, which meant I needed a home equity loan. So I went to LendingTree.com. I filled out one simple form and got four offers back within hours. Then I got the loan I wanted. Oh, did I say loan? I meant kitchen.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You're kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven
to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal.
Anaconda. Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Yes, thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Banjila is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Banjila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
4 and a half before the hour, we are talking with Richard in Santa Fe, who went to the Dennis Kucinich presentation last night in that city. Okay, so back to it. What else did he talk about?
He was out there dancing, like I said, like Putin. And he was dancing over the electrical cord around this kid. He had no notes. He didn't make one flub. And it was plain that he was just as inspired by us as we were by him. And the thing he hit first was fear. He said, we've done all this mad stuff, all these attacks, mm-hmm. all these patriot acts because we're fear. And that, you know, that keeps us from using the best part of our brain, keeps us on the primal level where they can manipulate us. And he said all the right things. You know, and one of the things he said about choice, which I thought wasn't even mentioned, but I thought would be brought up since there's so many independent women in Santa Fe, but he made one statement in his brochure about it. Quote, I support Roe versus Wade and a woman's right to choose, and I will select Supreme Court justices who affirm this constitutional right.
Yeah, to me, around the issue of abortion, that's the only logical, moral stance to take. The fact that the Republican Party has politicized this issue, to me, is another one of those scars across the soul of this country. That's not a decision for a government to make. That's a decision for individuals to make. So was there a Q&A afterwards?
There was, and no one hit that. But there were some great questions about Tibet, for instance, and he quoted he quoted the Dalai Lama, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but I felt it was something like, well, look, if the Dalai Lama can forgive the Chinese and not harden his heart against them, I guess I can too. And he said some more stuff that I don't remember. Anyway, I just wanted to give you all that stuff. It was great, man. It was riveting.
Well, how did you feel when you left?
I feel elated. You know, I felt scared because there was no security. But I felt elated. You know, he said all the right things, and he said them with conviction. And I tell you.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll eventually come to Atlanta, and if it's during the time of this program, I'm going to have somebody substitute for me that night because I've heard him many times, you know, via audio or on television or what have you, but I've never heard him in person.
And I was like you, I was at first put off by his height and his face, but let me tell you, man, you forget it quickly because he's so eloquent. Eloquent.
Let me clarify that, Richard. I'm not put off, but American media and the television camera, they're the ones that determine what is acceptable. Hey, there's the music. Richard, thank you so much for the report.
Bye, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. All right, folks, top of the hour break. We'll be back. Final hour coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, no.
On the IE America Radio Network. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The World Health Organization has lifted its SARS travel ban to Toronto. Canadian officials met with the WHO's Director General in Geneva today to try to persuade them to lift the advisory. SARS has killed 21 people and infected 343 in Canada. Here in the U.S., a Senate panel today is scheduled to look at what threat SARS poses in the U.S. Members will be questioning Dr. Julie Gerberding, the director of the Centers for Disease Control. The appearance comes as China announces 9 more SARS deaths and 202 more infections. Gerberding is also scheduled to attend an international conference on SARS in Toronto tomorrow and Thursday. For nearly 6 months, Don Pettit, Nikolai Buderin, and Ken Bowersox have been living in orbit aboard the International Space Station, but they are just days away from returning to Earth. Station Commander Bowersox says his upcoming departure is bittersweet.
I'm actually going to miss station quite a lot. I feel a little bit like I'm being kicked out of my apartment for not paying my rent. But when I get back to Earth, the best part's going to be able to hug my wife and hug my kids.
While the three men were brought to the ISS by a space shuttle, they will have to come home in a Russian-made Soyuz capsule that will use a parachute to land in Kazakhstan on Sunday. Astronaut Ed Liu and cosmonaut Yuri Melenchenko are the new crew members who will live in the orbiting space station for the next 6 months. The Soyuz capsules are now being used to ferry crew members to the ISS because NASA's shuttle fleet has been grounded since the breakup of the space shuttle Columbia in February.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
An Abilene, Texas man cheered for saving four children from an apartment building fire was arrested for a probation violation after officials recognized him at a news conference. Taylor County, Texas Sheriff Spokeswoman Lieutenant Carol Taylor says he was recognized by a warrant deputy as being wanted for a felony violation of probation warrant.
Well, you're a hero one minute and you're in jail the next, and no one likes that. But if he would have taken care of his responsibilities prior to his rescuing those people, this would not be happening to him.
22-year-old Chris Lea ran into the burning building several times as firefighters yelled at him to stop. He spotted the fire as he was driving to his cousin's house. An arrest warrant had been issued for him after a motion was filed to revoke his probation on April 15th. He was cited for failing to report to his supervision officer. He had pled guilty on March 21st to burglary and was sentenced to 20 months. The sentence was reduced to 4 years probation. Court records say that this was his first conviction.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
President Bush is pushing his global AIDS initiative. The president is urging Congress to quickly approve $15 billion to combat AIDS around the world. In a White House speech, Bush called AIDS a serious threat to nations around the world.
HIV/AIDS is a tragedy for millions of men, women, and children, and a threat to stability. Our nations have the ability and therefore the duty to confront this grave public health crisis.
The Bush plan would expand AIDS treatment around the world with low-cost drugs. It would also put an emphasis on education promoting abstinence and monogamy. President Bush unveiled his global AIDS initiative during January's State of the Union address. Stocks closed mostly higher today as a late rally boosted the major market averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 31 points to 8502. The NASDAQ added 9 to 1471, and the S&P 500 was up 3 to 917. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Liger with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the starter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Another item that got quite a bit of video play on American media today, which was surprising to me. was the slaughter. That's pick a different word for me. Slaughter of Iraqi demonstrators near Baghdad yesterday. At least 13 people, probably more, were killed. 75 to 100 were wounded, according to reports from the area. Those reports coming from the U.S. military, Al Jazeera, and people on the scene. This occurred in the town of Fallujah, about 30 miles west of Baghdad. A huge group of Iraqis apparently wanted to reclaim a neighborhood school that the U.S. military had taken as a control point, a staging point. And someone in the crowd of Iraqis apparently threw a stone at the U.S. military, and in the resulting confusion, the U.S. military opened fire. Now, some of the video that I saw on American television indicated that the firing was not, it was not a rifle fire. Some of the holes in the building surrounding the school and the school itself indicated that these were extremely high caliber weapons that were fired into this crowd. Witnesses said that the demonstrators who had been protesting at this school had not been armed. They said that the protest was peaceful until somebody tossed a rock. Think Palestinians and the IDF. A local Muslim cleric told the Reuters news agency that the demonstrators had gone to a school occupied by U.S. troops to ask them to leave. The cleric said, quote, they were asking the Americans to leave the school so they could use it. They opened fire on the protesters because the protesters went out to demonstrate. We are asking the Americans to completely leave Iraq, but first we want them to leave residential areas, end quote. Now, there's something poignant about that, isn't there? I mean, you know, we'd like to, you people to leave, but can you please get out of our residential areas because you're killing us? Ah! Support the troops. An Al Jazeera reporter in Baghdad said that the injured were being treated at five hospitals around this town, Fallujah. The Reuters correspondent witnessed six burials. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of this program that Too Stupid to Be President is already entertaining the idea of an address to a joint session of Congress and a parade through Midtown Manhattan to celebrate our victory in Iraq. The war's over. Iraqi civilians are being killed. American military are being killed. In both Iraq and Afghanistan. And the moron wants to have a parade. A parade. Of the dead at this slaughter in Fallujah yesterday. Three or four of these people were under the age of 10. Just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Somebody sent me an email about this and said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know, Mike, so many of these young troops that are over there were raised, they're a generation raised on video games. They don't understand. Now, you can forget the video game part. You could make a strong argument that one of the reasons that all militaries use young people is because young people do not yet have a concept of life and death. Killing somebody in a battle or in a situation like this for some people can be utterly, truly meaningless. Which is not to say that everybody who is in a combat situation feels that way. People who have been in combat before never want to go back again. Because after the fact, in my opinion, I've never been in combat, after the fact, the reality and the realization start to sink in. But we have Americans now who are killing Iraqi civilians, not Iraqi Republican Guard, not defenders of Saddam, people who want their school back. We want the Americans to leave our country, but first we'd like them to leave our neighborhoods. Poignant, pathetic, sad. hopeless. Can we have our neighborhood back? Bush was in Dearborn the other day. And I got this email. I don't have a link for it, but it's from a new organization called the Arab American Republicans Against Bush. Email says Arab Americans, Bush got support from Arab Americans in the 2000 presidential campaign. Email says, it looks like that relationship may be experiencing some strain. In Dearborn, Michigan, Monday, the formation of a group calling itself the Arab American Republicans Against Bush was announced. Its purpose is to mobilize Arab Americans against Bush's reelection. The founder, Khalid Turani, said, we were lied to, plain and simple. In 2000, Bush came to us with promises of inclusion, integrity, and responsibility in policies of particular concern to Arab Americans. The founder of this organization, Khalid Turani, says ethnic profiling, detention without trial, INS dragnets, the closing of our community institutions, and a foreign policy that seems designed to keep America at perpetual war with the Arab world has caused him to rethink his position. Turani said Arab Americans deserve better. All Americans deserve better, he added. The group says it is also reacting to, quote, the overwhelming influence being exerted by neoconservatives and Christian rightists. In a statement, their website, which is aarab.org, aarab.org. In a statement there, the group says, quote, the president's unwillingness to distance himself publicly from this racist agenda has led many former Bush supporters within the Arab American community to doubt the president's contention that his war is on terrorism and not on Islam. Turani said, I came to Dearborn in 2000 to campaign for President Bush. Today I come with the many voices of AARAB.org to right that wrong. Well, hello, Arab Americans. Hello, gay Republicans. Hello, Americans of African descent who thought George W. Bush was a compassionate conservative. Hello, folks. Some of us have been sitting here telling you for the past 4 or 5 years that you were being duped. Welcome to the light. There is one racial socioeconomic class that Bush supports and from which he derives his support, white, that would be Caucasian, upper class, male, fundamentalist, Protestant thugs. I just added the thugs because I just thought it would sound good. Queers for Republicans, for God's sake. Are you people crazy? Blacks for Republican candidate. Are you nuts? Arab Americans for Republican. Are you out of your minds? Hispanics? Are you wacko? George W. Bush will look you in the eye and talk all kinds of nonsense to you while he reaches around with his other hand or one of his hands and very slowly and expertly slips a shiv between your fourth and fifth rib. Joe Scarborough, former Republican representative from the Florida Panhandle, now has a program on MSNBC. And this was posted at BartCop the other day, last week. It's a quote from Joe Scarborough. I am the hawk's hawk. I believe the president was right in Iraq, and I think he's right to be threatening Syria. Of course, I don't think he'd ever go into Syria, but it certainly is good to be waving the bloody club. End quote. And then Barkop writes, Joe Scarborough, who beat a woman to death in his congressional office, but since he's a Republican, the press never had any interest in looking into the story. Longtime readers of Barkop know that Florida imported a fired-from-Missouri medical examiner, she was fired for falsifying autopsy reports, to call the young woman's death natural causes to keep Scarborough from getting Jeb and the Bush family evil empire into trouble. But back to his quote, isn't that what America stands for under Bush? We've got the biggest and bloodiest club, and Bush will use it on your country if you disagree with any of his attempts to steal the assets of your country. Joe Scarborough, is there a... Oh, God. Take a deep breath, Mike. Think Gary Condit, and then think Joe Scarborough. Can't do it? Okay, never mind. Very quickly here, and then back to your calls, about the boycotts of all things French, right? Wasn't that just an exercise in masturbatory weirdness? Huh? This is also from Barkop. Consumers who advocate boycotts of goods made in countries who oppose the war were found to be white, mid to upper income, conservative Republicans, according to a survey. This is Barkop lifted this from O'Dwyer's PR Daily. There is some confusion, however, among those surveyed as to country of origin of many brands. For example, 65% said Grey Poupon mustard is French. It's from the U.S. Despite its well-chronicled PR efforts, French's mustard was identified by 30% as French. 78% said Universal Pictures is a U.S. company. No, it's owned by Francis Vivendi. Then there's the 42% who said Saab automobiles are German. Well, it was bought by General Motors. The 55% who said Bayer is from the U.S. No, it's German. And the 70% who said Heineken is German. No, it's from the Netherlands. God, we are just a grossly ignorant population, aren't we?
Not by our hearts will we allow all peoples, all countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. 5717. Call now.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
One more little item here, then back to your phone calls. Talking about all things French, you know, freedom fries and all this nonsense, this convulsion of childlike, I don't know how to put the sentence together. I really don't. The member of Congress who took French fries off the menu at the House cafeteria and change it to freedom. You know, all this childlike nonsense from what appear to be fully grown, fully formed adults. It has no end, does it? It just continues. But here's one. Despite this deterioration of Franco-American relations, and it's only deteriorating because of Bush and the clowns who make up media in this country, in spite of all that, the U.S. government, the Bush crime family, is about to award a $30 million five-year contract for the nuclear waste cleanup at Yucca Mountain in Nevada to a company controlled by the French government. Eh? How about this? How about this? The contract is to go to a team consisting of two companies, Kojima and Framatome A&P, both of which are headquartered in Paris. Both companies are controlled by the French Atomic Energy Commission and the French government proper. Giving the contract to the French team was delayed by press criticism after news of it leaked. Now, it doesn't say if that's American press or French press. Probably American. The contract for a spent fuel dry transfer system is being contested by two other concerns. One, a U.S.-Japanese, and the other, U.S.-British. And it's not clear that the French company has the low bid. Who awarded the contract? Bechtel. That's right. Or, as I said earlier in the program, Bechtel. Bechtel Corporation gave the French the cleanup job at Yucca Mountain. Where are all the right wingers on media screaming about here come the French again? This one came from Bechtel. This one came from the Bush crime family. One of the tentacles of the Bush octopus awarded the cleanup job at Yucca Mountain in Nevada. Cleanup? How are you going to clean up? Oh, never mind. All right, Marsh has been holding on since forever. Marsh is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, Marsha.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Hi. I just want to get your take on Senator Clinton's statements. I heard something on a Hennessy show today, and he was bashing her badly. And I was kind of moved by what she said. I think she hit the nail on the head about about the misadministration's trying to shut everybody up about protesting and criticizing them.
Well, I didn't hear or read Hillary Clinton's statement. Who was bashing her? Sean Hannity?
Yeah.
Well, of course, Hannity is that's how he makes his money, bashing Hillary. Did he bring up Monica Lewinsky?
No.
Oh my goodness. Well, there's
a certain excerpts from her speeches, most emotional parts of everybody's like, oh, he called her anti. War, feminist, anti-American, patriotic. Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, that's standard. You shouldn't be listening to Sean Hannity anyway. Shame on you.
It's the only thing around here we can listen to.
Well, but if you listen to Hannity, eventually your brain will liquefy, Marcia, and when you put your head on your pillow at night, it'll just leak out. Hey, let me put you on hold. I'll come back and we'll finish up here in a second because we got another break. One thing that's consistent on this program is the fact that we take a break about every 10 minutes. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Molloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller. While New York City holds out hope for $1 billion in temporary budget relief from the state, the axe is already falling on many public sector workers. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg plans to lay off 6,600 municipal employees and has warned of as many as 15,000 more job cuts to come. Gwendolyn Richardson is recording Secretary for Communications Workers Local 1180.
It is far more fair to ask a family who earns $250,000 a year to pay an additional percentage point in personal income taxes than it is to ask people who could least afford it for $600 million in give backs.
Tax the rich!
This evening, unions representing thousands of public employees will rally outside New York City Hall to call for progressive taxation and an end to job cuts and privatization.
Israel is back on the verge of a general strike after talks between the country's main federation of unions and the government broke down over the weekend. The general strike is expected to begin tomorrow morning. It'll most likely lead to the closure of Israel's government agencies, banks, ports, and railways, as well as most major corporations doing business in the country. Israel's government is running a massive deficit due to the ongoing Palestinian intifada and occupation of Palestinian territories. It proposed a 5-12% across-the-board cut in workers' wages, as well as the reduction or abolishment of several government-sponsored benefits programs.
Lockheed Martin workers in Texas have ended their two-week strike with a declaration of victory. Under a new contract approved by union members, workers get added holidays, a 4% raise in the first year, and 3% hikes in the second and third years, plus a $1,500 signing bonus to sweeten the deal. On the downside, they'll see higher out-of-pocket expenses for prescription drugs.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
If you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You're now entering a flying monkey-free zone. Here's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Back to Marcia in Memphis, Tennessee. Okay, Marcia, put a wrap on it for me.
Okay. I just want to know, because I think it's very, very hypocritical. The Republicans also criticizing Vodovich and Olympias Snow for their own take on the taxes. And that's really hilarious. And they call them unpatriotic experiments with the French prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
And I just to hear them, it's like, come on, guys, you guys. And then they have these groups complaining about the judges. I'm like, you guys really need to stop.
Well, anybody who voices any opinion against anything that the Bush crime family does is either unpatriotic or, anti-American. So, and it doesn't make any difference if it's about his tax cut for the wealthy, his foreign policy, his domestic policy, his lack of leadership abilities, anything. Any criticism of anybody in the Bush crime family or any of its tentacles, any criticism is unpatriotic, un-American, supporting the enemy, on and on and on. Hey, Marcia, thanks for checking. I hope you called again. All right, you have a nice evening. Bill is calling from Tampa Bay. Bill, this is your first time calling the program, right?
Yes, Michael.
Well,
how are you?
Welcome aboard. I'm fine.
A couple of questions. Do you think that Israel is like the one that is causing most of this problem? Like, you know, like if you're standing in line in school for lunch, I got a friend who's like 86, you know. He's like, you know, cut the crap and get back in line. Do you think that Israel is acting that way?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
He believes, the question is, do you think every time something big comes into play, whether be it the war or whatever, do you think that Israel pushes the envelope a little bit too much?
Generally speaking, no. The Israelis have had a series of prime ministers or leaders who I think are, well, in the case of Ariel Sharon, he's a convicted or an unindicted war criminal. His own country censured him for his actions regarding the slaughter of 800 people in the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps in South Lebanon 20 years ago. Israel has definitely has an interest in the Middle East. I think the problem here is that we've had a succession of U.S. administrations, not necessarily a succession, because I think Clinton tried, as did Jimmy Carter. We've had a series of Republican administrations who have done everything they can to keep an agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians from coming to fruition. We've also had, there have also been people within the Palestinian leadership who want to see no agreement, if not the Palestinian leadership, certainly in the Palestinian various organizations want to see no agreement with Israel. And historically, they feel they have a justifiable claim in not dealing with the Israelis. After all, the Palestinians do believe that this was their country, and Eastern European Jews began, and American Jews and Russian Jews and French Jews and Jews from all over the world began arriving after World War II to establish the State of Israel under the permission, I guess you could say, of the United Nations. And the Palestinians feel that this was, you know, they were burned out. They were forced off their land. Any situation in the Middle East, though, that involves war and destruction and bombings and suicide bombings and attacks by the IDF and responses by Palestinian suicide bombers, and all of it comes back to the fact that the Palestinians and the Israelis have not been able to work out the situation that would allow both countries or both peoples to live in peace on a very small part of the planet. So I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Have you ever heard about the George Bush Sr.? His grandfather a senator from New York? Or his father? George Bush Sr.'s father was a senator from New York?
I don't know. You're talking about Prescott Bush, the other side of the family, the Walker family.
Yeah, Prescott Bush. Yeah, that's who.
Prescott Bush was a banker financier that financed the Nazis, financed Hitler. The Walker family, which is the other side of the family.
Yeah, Prescott Bush is related to Bush, right?
Well, yes, his grandfather. Are you not hearing me? Prescott Bush financed the Nazis.
Yeah, how come?
The other side of the family, the Walker family, as in George Walker Bush,
uh-huh.
George Herbert Walker Bush, two branches of the family. The Walker side, I believe, provided a senator or something. Now, but I'm not understanding your question.
That's the question. How come nobody like the Seven Sisters of the Media never talk about what George Bush's grandfather did?
Who knows? I guess because that's just something they don't talk about. George Bush is.
If you start talking about it, do you think someone would?
We talk about it on this program all the time.
Oh, wow. Cool. Now, what is the website again? Can I link your website on my website?
You sure can. Just go to MikeMalloy.com. And,
MichaelMoore.com.
No, Mike Malloy.
MikeMalloy.com.
Yeah. Right.
And you find radio archives there?
No. If you want archives, go to WhiteRoseSociety.org.
WhiteRoseSociety.org.
Yeah, but that's linked on my website.
Well, I'm a stage hypnotist, so I like search around for different stuff.
Well, you
keep
will
keep my mind occupied.
God, I love working nights.
Mike Malloy, right? MikeMalloy.com.
There you go, or .net.
Maybe
you're not trying to hypnotize me, are you?
Yeah, possibly.
Huh?
Mine is MrBillShow.com.
Mr. Bill Show.
Yeah, Doug. Okay. You'll see Gina Lee Nolan on there if you like Gina Lee Nolan. Like her?
Oh, yeah. Gina Roland?
No, Gina Lee Nolan. That is the girl from Baywatch. She's a former Price is Right model.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm really getting kind of tired here, Bill. I don't know. You're doing something to me over the...
Are you getting sleepy?
I'm getting sleepy. Yeah, I think I'm getting sleepy.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks a lot, man.
You bet, Bill. Thanks for checking in. Hope you call again. All of a sudden, I have an urge to start smoking again. I don't know. John is calling from Long Beach. Now, John has really been holding on a long time tonight. Right, John?
Excuse me. I fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
I've got time to say a couple things here. First of all, what I'm going to say, I say with all sincerity, I mean it. The depths of my being.
Okay, okay.
A lot of people don't want to believe it, but I do.
Okay.
The election in 2004 was not an election. It was a coup d'etat.
You're talking about in 2000?
In 2000.
Right.
It was a bloodless coup d'etat.
Okay.
There's no way you can get out of that.
Right.
But it amazes me the people that they just kind of surge that off. When you try to get into it, they look at you like you're some kind of raving nut. Maybe I am. I don't know. But they don't even want to delve into the information that is available even see if that's possible?
It's too complex. To explain to people what happened in the state of Florida in the 2000 election would require more time than your average sitcom is on in the evenings. And therefore, the average American mind cannot contain all the facts and all the necessary information to understand what happened and how it happened and why it happened in the state of Florida and how the United States Supreme Court became involved. We have been conditioned as a people to accept 26-minute programs and a resolution at the end of that 26 minutes. And as a result of that, to go beyond 26 minutes is a virtual impossibility for probably 95% of the population. So when people look at you, when you say it was a coup that was engineered in Florida in the Supreme Court, they don't understand what you were saying because they don't understand the issue. I will guarantee you, John, you stop 100 people tomorrow on the street and ask them what function the Electoral College serves and how that function is served in the various state legislatures, and they will fall over in a coma. They won't understand your question, much less be able to answer it. Now, that's why the quick and easy answer put out there by Rush Limbaugh, the pig man, and all the Republican operatives, the quick answer is, your man lost, get over it.
The other thing, too, Mike, if I may hear, is if I were a younger man and better health than I am and strong enough, the next SO, you know what, would tell me that my train of thought just went, well, I lost for the election.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Are you talking about Al Gore?
Yeah. What's his name? Cost him the election.
Oh, that Nader cost him the election?
The next person that would tell me that Nader cost Al Gore the election, if I was young enough and strong enough, I'd smack him right in the mouth.
Right in the mouth, yeah. Nader did not cost Al Gore the election. What cost Al Gore the election was not even Al Gore. Al Gore didn't cost Al Gore the election. What cost Al Gore the election was the brown shirts and the neo-fascists who saw their chance with Jeb Bush as the governor of Florida, with fraudulent voting, with the fake felons list. They saw their opportunity and they took it. And you know, again, if you give that kind of an answer to someone that says Ralph Nader cost Al Gore the election, again, you will get a blank stare, and the person immediately will fall to the ground. What animal does that, Kathy? Is that rabbits or possums? They fall to the ground and go into a...
Possums.
Is it possums? Yeah. They, armadillos? Who knows? But they go into, like, a semi-comatose state. Look.
I might disagree with you, but I'm going to interject you real quick a little bit. I think that Gore helped cause Gore to lose the election.
Well, he could have campaigned differently. He could have been more insistent on democracy working. He could have done this. He could have done that. But
do you think that if Clinton had ran, that there would have even been a contest?
I don't know. I can't speculate.
I'm not a Clinton fan particularly.
By the time it became clear what was going on in this country, I think possibly, maybe, perhaps even Al Gore realized that something was happening in this country that was even bigger than him, and that his own life might be at stake. The people who engineered this coup have been sitting in the shadows for about 25 years. The Rumsfelds, the Cheneys, the Wolfowitzes, the Pearls, all of these people who engineered the coup. And, you know, who knows? Maybe Al Gore sat down with Tipper and said, look, I can fight, but these bastards will have me killed. So I'm just going to back off and let them have it. So, you know, who knows? Who knows? Who knows, John?
See, that doesn't happen in our country. That only happens
yeah.
in other countries.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's true. Hey, John, thanks for checking in, pal.
Sure.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Daryl's calling, our Detroit bureau chief. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I was drifting off there too. had a few guys off point there.
Well, you get hypnotists on your radio program.
Oh, yeesh.
You know, it's just about over. Right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you talked about this a little bit earlier tonight or not or yesterday. Have you heard of when Osama bin Laden is going to hold his press conference to declare victory?
No, but he probably should. The U.S. is pulling out of Saudi Arabia, which was one of the points that...
Bingo.
It's one of the points this a mastermind terrorist made when you know, when he was getting all the publicity, that the invasion by the infidel into near Islam's holy sites was reason enough. You know, same thing. Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, Hindu fundamentalists, Islamic fundamentalists, they're all nuts. They're all wacko. They have put this planet waist deep in blood since religion was invented. So, yeah, bin Laden wins.
So, yeah, but this is the essential point that I was trying to make sure that folks did pick up here, that
you get it, I get it, people listening to this program get it, but do you think for one second, Daryl, that some half-assed anchor is going to go on one of the alphabet soup?
Hold on to your seats, Mike. They did.
Who did?
There was somebody somebody earlier today on CNN. I don't remember which one. Actually said, doesn't this mean that bin Laden has gotten, when they were talking about moving the forces out,
right,
that he's finally gotten what he wanted to have?
I doubt if that was, I don't know, I'm not questioning you. I doubt if that was a CNN employee. It might have been a guest. It might have been somebody. It might have been Scott Ritter. It might have been somebody who was there to banter back and forth with one of these brain-dead CNN anchors. But are you suggesting it was one of the anchors?
It was actually one of the anchors.
Really?
It was actually one of the anchors. Asked the question. It went by real quick.
Yeah.
Because guy, you know, the person he was asking or challenging, I think, was a military guy or something else. And
well, I hope Karl Rove didn't hear that, or he'll pick up the phone and have that guy fired or that woman fired tomorrow.
Well,
you don't say things like that in Bush's America.
Yes, it's. We'll have to see who actually falls. That might be the way we identify who in fact said it. But actually, it leaked out there, and you'd be amazed. I had another trip to the local constabulary because they needed to have a better set of fingerprints. I don't know why, but the person taking them started talking about what was going on, and one by one, she now has your website. She now has understands that you're out there, and I always call in and say, "Hey, look, if you worry about trying to do everybody all at the same time, I'm not going to make it. But each one of us has a obligation to try to take the message out to two or three other folks,
sure,
at least once a week."
I would,
and pass that along. Really appreciate you being out there, and hope you have a good week
for
the balance of it. Got a little bit of a family tragedy to take care of, but I'll be back next week to.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope things work out for you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, sir. Take care, Daryl. Ooh. No, I don't want to ask. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Where will you be the next time your allergy strikes? Inside? Outside? In your car? Now you can take non-drowsy allergy medicine right when you need it. Announcing Quick Dissolving Allivert. It starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue without water. Allivert is prescription strength, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief. Even Claritin can't beat. New Quick Dissolving Allivert. Allergy medicine right when you need it? Wherever you are. Use as directed.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think that step should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Finally, the majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
It's about four before the hour. Thanks to Marcia and Ted for emailing in. Prescott Bush, too stupid to be president's grandfather, was a senator from Connecticut. He was also a Nazi sympathizer and financier. And also got an email here from our senior correspondent, Chris, in Minnesota, that it was Wolf Blitzer. Chris writes in, a very good source says that it was Wolf Blitzer himself that asked, doesn't that mean Osama bin Laden has won? And since Chris is our senior correspondent, he says he'll get the transcript and send it into the program, so we'll have it in the morning. Wolf Blitzer, is that it, huh? The former German U-boat commander. Well, that's what he looks like. You have to admit that. Robin is calling from Victor, West Virginia. Hey, Robin.
Mike, it's a miracle.
No, okay, what, that I took your call?
You seemed awfully busy this evening.
Well, a lot of stuff going on, but, you know.
Just a couple of things. There's been a lot of talk about Florida this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And the miserable nightmare that happened down there. And
right.
I don't mean to be a cheerleader for the benighted state of West Virginia, but the fact of the matter remains, if we had done what we were supposed to do, what we had electorally done since Christ was a corporal in the army of God, Florida wouldn't have mattered.
Well, I understand. That can be said, though, about several states.
They sent Charlton Heston here.
You're right. Oh, yeah.
And he said, by God,
Al Gore will take your guns. Well, that's what he said in Tennessee, and Gore lost Tennessee. That's what they said in Arkansas, and he lost Arkansas.
Any one of those states eliminates Florida
right.
as an even remote possibility.
Right.
But beyond that, some of my earlier thinking from your earlier comments on the show, in the long run, if we promote democracy in Iraq...
Which we're not going to do. Robin, I'm out of time. Can you call tomorrow night?
Oh, sure.
All right. I'm sorry, pal. We're just flat out of time.
That's okay.
All right. Thanks, Robin. We'll pick you up tomorrow for sure. Many thanks to Jim in Arkansas for all the music. That topic came up tonight. Thanks, Jim. Tonight's program engineered in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. My name is Mike Molloy. Thanks for joining us. I'll see you tomorrow, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Molloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Molloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For